And welcome into a Wednesday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with John the Black Hole Osier and the always casual Jeff Lagerman.
Guys, I was wish you had your getup today that you had for Monday night television. What's up, Johnny?
I almost wore it with the plastic sword. I almost brought that again.
Pretty nice. We're getting ready to go to the Black Hole in Oakland on Sunday. News today, some players held out of practice today, especially at the safety spot. What's new?
Well, the two safeties today were Chris Brzezinski and Chris Harris, with DeJuan Landry out for now. Looks like he's got a chance to get back later in the week. And Dwight Lowry, of course, out for a couple of games.
Mike Mularkey told the media today that a guy named Chris will start at safety. He didn't really specify which one at the safety spot.
And he came back and clarified it's going to be Chris Brzezinski. He had said on Monday that maybe Chris Harris, who was just signed that day, would have a chance to start. But it looks like Brzezinski is going to get the start on Sunday.
Well, I would hope that Chris Brzezinski would be the guy that could start for him. I mean, he's the guy that has been here. He knows the system. And obviously communication is a huge issue in the secondary. And I'm not saying the Raiders are the deep ball team that they were, you know, of a decade ago. But they certainly have the ability and have speed at wide receiver.
And Brzezinski's guy that made some plays in Minnesota, first game of the year, right?
Well, he did, but Mularkey's been very specific the last couple of days. He's got to get better open field tackling. That's, I think that's the concern with starting him. They're going to give him the start, but that's an area that he's got to get better at.
Sure. When you think Oakland, of course, you think Al Davis. That's no longer the situation in Oakland. A lot of things changing for the Raiders. Right?
Yeah, a lot's different. And obviously his son has taken over. And with his son taking over as the new owner, they have hired a new general manager, Reggie McKenzie, who is the first general manager since Al Davis was hired in 1963, which is the year that Reggie McKenzie was born. I mean, talk about a dramatic change for the Raiders organization. And one of the emphasis that the new head coach has brought in with him into this new system has been to cut down on penalties. Because, I mean, the Raiders for years, they were a penalty machine. And they seem to have been able to do that. So the culture seems to be changing a little bit in Oakland. But they did have 12 penalties against the Atlanta Falcons last week.
Yeah, which Mike Mularkey said today was clearly the reason they lost the game. So it's changed, but they're still having trouble getting it out of their system.
Offense. Darren McFadden, of course, one of the premier running backs in college coming out a number of years ago now. He is the man this offense goes around.
He is the main motor, without question. And if you look at when he's had 100 yards rushing, they're 8-2 in the record column. So a tremendous weapon. He's got great speed. They've changed their running style a little bit. They bring over the offensive coordinator, the quarterback's coach from the Houston Texans, and so they're running that Arian Foster one-cut-and-go type of rushing attack. And if you look at their one win this year against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he ripped off of like a 64-yarder, averaged over 6 yards a carry, and was a tremendous factor. The Jaguars clearly have to contain him to get the win.
Well, the counterpoint to that is, other than that game, even against the Falcons this last week, I think he had like 60 yards, averaged less than 3 yards a carry. He has not averaged over 3 yards a carry except for that Pittsburgh game. So it's a facet that can be stopped. That's what the Jaguars have to do this weekend.
The defensive side. I mean, where can this Jaguars offense attack defensively?
Well, they've had some issues with injury at the secondary spot, that Michael Huff has having to play corner the last three games because of an injury to a corner. They're still pretty good in the secondary. They play a lot of man coverage, so there's some opportunities to be won, and they need to take advantage of that. But you've got to contain the guys up in the middle, Tommy Kelly and Richard Seymour. Richard Seymour, 7 Pro Bowls. When he gets rolling, he's an absolute beast. I think one thing about Richard Seymour is that he doesn't roll all the time. So, but you've got to contain those two guys in the middle.
Let's talk about this. Everybody's making a big case this week about traveling 3 time zones away to the West Coast. And the Jaguars leaving a day earlier than normal, traveling Friday instead of Saturday. Some other teams do it differently. Other teams might go a whole week early in some cases if the schedule permits. What do you make of all this as a former player, Jeff?
I mean, I've done it both ways. I personally liked it going out on Saturday just because you didn't kind of have a day to just sit around and do nothing on Saturday. And the Jaguars have a plan of attack to do this. You know, when they get on that airplane, they say that to combat the dehydration that comes with flying is that they recommend you drink 1 bottle of water and 1 bottle of Gatorade, so 2 drinks per hour. And so me and Johnny were thinking, if we could somehow get our, you know, get us up into first class, we might have 2 drinks per hour as well.
Yes, we might. And I might not stop after the flight.
Good thing Saturday's an off day, I guess, for you two guys. Right? That's true. Big game in Oakland on Sunday, guys. Thanks for your time. We'll be back tomorrow with more preview of Oakland and Jacksonville on Inside the Jaguars.